Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Wall Street English Podcast. I hope everybody is feeling very Christmassy. We all are at Wall Street English because tonight we have our Christmas party. And I'm here today with Michael. Are you feeling very Christmassy, Michael?
Yeah, I'm feeling very Christmassy. I'm wearing my Christmas jumper, and I see that you are too.
Yes, I'm wearing a very old Christmas jumper with bears on it. Where did you get your Christmas jumper from, Michael?
Oh, I've had my Christmas jumper for a very long time, so I actually can't remember, but it's at least 8 or 9 years old, I think.
Yes.
Wow, very vintage, Michael. And we are also joined today by Alicia. She is the intern this week at Wall Street English. Are you feeling very Christmassy, Alicia?
Yes, I'm very excited to pass time with my family.
Great. Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, please, Alicia?
So I'm Alicia, I'm 14 years old, and I'm from Nantes in France, and I'm studying in Sainte-Anne.
Nice. And you have a fantastic accent as well, Alicia.
Well, thank you. That's because I lived 2 years in the USA.
Ah, how interesting. Where did you actually live in the USA, Alicia?
I lived in Houston. It's in Texas.
Ah, cool. Well, seeing as it's Christmas, we'd like to know a little bit about what you know about the differences between French Christmas and American Christmas. Is there anything you can tell us, Alicia?
Well, there is lots of things because in USA there isn't any snow and it's not cold. And in USA, there is much more decoration than in France.
Ah, was there a big difference between the food you ate in America compared to France, Alicia?
I was in a French family, so we always eat French things.
Ooh, obviously me and Michael are both English, so can you tell us what French people eat for Christmas, traditionally?
We eat baguette, foie gras and oysters.
Ah, I love oysters. Do you like oysters, Michael?
No, I'm not really a fan, to be honest. Ah, oh look, it's Paul, one of the new teachers at Wall Street English. I wonder if he'd be interested in joining the podcast as well.
Paul is from Sydney in Australia. How are you today, Paul?
Hello, my name is Paul. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Paul. Thank you very much for asking. So, we're just speaking to Alicia about the differences between Christmas in France and in the USA. Because you're from Australia, can you tell us about the differences between Christmas in Australia and Christmas in Europe?
In Australia, it's summertime for our Christmas, so it's very hot. A lot of people enjoy going to the beach and having a barbecue on Christmas Day. Basically, we like having fun outside.
Whereas we in England definitely do not, with the cold weather and the rain. I think outside fun is definitely not on the menu here.
Unless it snows, of course, Michael. So, here at Wall Street English, we are all really big fans of Christmas music. And my personal favourite is Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys. Ah, an absolute classic. What is your favourite Christmas song, Alicia?
Mine is Last Christmas by Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my
heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. Oh, George Michael, what an absolute legend. Would you say that song is very popular in France?
Well, yes, I think so.
And how about you, Michael? Any Christmas songs that particularly stand out for you?
For me, it's probably a bit overdone, but I would have to say Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. I don't want a lot for
Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Ah, Mariah, the classic of all classics. And finally, on to you, Paul. What is your favourite Christmas song?
I like Sia's Santa's Coming for Us. I even listen to it throughout the year. Santa's coming for us. Santa's coming
for us. Santa's coming for us. Interesting, Paul. I didn't know that one, but thank you very much for introducing it to me.
I think that's all we have time for today. But those of you who are celebrating Christmas and have plans, we wish you from Wall Street English a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Hope you have the best end of year celebrations that you could possibly have, and we'll see you in 2020. And also a big shout out to Alicia and Paul for being with us today. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Anytime.
Merry Christmas!